election year, we talk about the border a lot. Obviously, hot button election topic. But if you notice that we tend to talk a lot about the numbers, and we are overwhelmed by the numbers, even when there's a massive human tragedy like, you know, the dozens of illegal immigrants who were trapped inside that 18-wheeler's trailer, it was in some cases the numbers. But it's not just about the numbers. The numbers should tell part of the story of the what's happening on a human basis when illegal immigrants come across the border and affect the lives and the communities all over the country. Virginia Allen is with the Daily Signal. If you ever listen to her podcast, you've heard her. And she joins us right now. New article she's got posted. What I'm seeing on Texas's border with Mexico. And Virginia, appreciate you being on the program here. So let's start with the basics. When you're saying what you're seeing on Texas's border with Mexico, we're talking about a firsthand account we're about to get, right?
That's right. Now, it's a pleasure to be with you this morning. And that's right. I spent 3 days down on the southern border last week. I was in Del Rio, Eagle Pass, and Kinney County. Also visited, hung out outside a migrant processing center in San Antonio for about half a day. And it was really interesting to talk with the folks that are being affected literally on a daily basis by illegal immigration right in their own backyards.
Good morning, Virginia. Gabe Pfeiffer here. So what are the kind of worst experiences that were described to you about what's going on down there?
You know, I think for so many individuals, they're just living in a constant state of fear. It's just always in their mind that, you know, what if today's the day that, you know, for a rancher, if, for example, I visited a ranch owned by former judge of Valverde County, Laura Allen. Her ranch is 16,000 acres, borders Mexico. And she said, you know, every day she just kind of wonders if today's the day that, you know, she'll find a dead body of an illegal migrant on her ranch, or, you know, she won't go anywhere on her property without carrying a gun. And it's because of those safety concerns, because she knows that there are illegal migrants constantly crossing through her property. I spoke with another woman named Teresa Esther, and she lives about a mile from the border in Del Rio. She said her house at night looks like Fort Knox is the way she described it. She's had to put up so many lights, put up a fence by a guard dog, all to try and have some sort of sense of peace in her own home. Because again, there's constantly illegal migrants running down her street, running through her backyard, you know, Border Patrol will chase them through her property. And this is just the reality that these people have come to have to deal with.
Yeah, we talk so much about the policy aspect of it and the politics aspect of it. But when you're talking about a complete stranger, who knows who they are, who knows why they're on the run, running through your backyard, this takes a very different impact to the people who are living this. And when we talk about the policy stuff, we hear a lot about, but these are just asylum seekers. You know, these are peaceful people. People have a right to migrate. When you were talking to the folks on the border, did any of that come up as far as the arguments being made basically for a pro-illegal immigration policy, which is essentially what we have right now?
You know, I asked folks in these counties, I said, is there division among Democrats and Republicans in these communities on what should be done about illegal immigration? And they said, no, down here, everyone's pretty much of the same mind that we need to secure the border. Because like you say, you know, there are obviously many quote unquote good people that are coming across the border, that are seeking asylum, that want a better life. We are a nation of immigrants, and that's a beautiful thing, but there has to be a process in place for that immigration, because if we don't have a border, then are we even a sovereign nation anymore? And also, when you have so many migrants coming across, even if they are good people, that makes it so much easier for bad actors to come across, because Border Patrol is continually pulled away from their stations on the border to process these sheer numbers of individuals who are coming across seeking asylum. So they're pulled away from the border. They can't guard the border anymore, which means it provides so many opportunities for criminals, for drug traffickers, for human smugglers who have ill intent to easily make it across the border.
Quick follow-up question. We're visiting with Virginia Allen from the Daily Signal. Do the folks who live in the border communities that you are at, can they tell a difference between those who come to the country illegally and those who went through the process legally?
I think it is very obvious, because when you have those going through the process legally, they're often, finding jobs in the community, and they're not afraid. For one, they're not afraid to be apprehended, and they're adjusting more easily, I think, into society, and they're paying taxes versus individuals who either are coming in illegally and claiming asylum, or who don't want to be apprehended, are really just, even if they have the best intentions in mind, they're really creating a state of chaos, not just in border communities, but truly all across the country, because these individuals aren't necessarily staying long term in those border communities. They're being bused or flown in to the interior of the United States. So, we hear people say it, that every community in America is becoming a border town. Well, it's really true when you have thousands, if not tens of thousands, of illegal migrants ending up in cities across America and just sort of disappearing. And they're not appearing for their asylum hearings. And they're sending their kids to our schools. They're, using our medical system. And yet they're not paying for any of that.
One of the things I've noticed is that among legal immigrants, they get particularly triggered basically by the idea of people coming in illegally and being able to acquire all these benefits and things like that. Did you experience the same thing when you were talking with people down there?
Yeah, it's fascinating. I got a chance to speak with a couple different illegal migrants outside of a processing center in San Antonio, and it was interesting to kind of hear their logic and their reasoning. I mean, they all said that they were coming to America because they wanted a better life. They wanted more opportunities. But one gentleman, he told me, he said, I know I came illegally, but I'm really glad to be here. And I think that there's this thought process of, if I can just get into the country under the Biden administration, I won't be deported. I'll just get to stay and I'll get to build a life. And what a dangerous narrative, I think, to be sending, for one, for the sovereignty of our nation, to essentially have sent a message to the world that there is no border, but then also for these illegal migrants, because it truly is a really dangerous journey, and many of them are taken advantage of by cartels along the way. I spoke with a sheriff the sheriff of Valverde County, Sheriff Martinez, and on his desk, it's sobering, on his desk, he has a binder that's full of photos of individuals who have been found along the border in his county who passed away and who either drowned in the Rio Grande or who died of heat exhaustion. This is a dangerous trek. And for the Biden administration to just be saying, come on, that is not only a major threat to the people of our country, but to these migrants themselves.
The article at the Daily Signal is called What I'm Seeing on Texas's Border with Mexico. I just got a minute or so left visiting with Virginia Allen. For the folks who are dealing with the initial brunt of this, what do they want to see changed to fix it?
Yeah. First and foremost, they want to see the border secured. They want to see that Biden administration is not letting anyone and everyone just come across. They want individuals to know that if you come across illegally, you will be deported. And if you're an asylum seeker, that you're going to have to wait outside of the United States for that asylum claim. And over, as I ask individuals, what is your message to the American people? They said, come and see. They said, come and see what is happening here at the southern border. See for yourself what is going on. And of course, we know that most of the Biden administration hasn't done that themselves. They haven't gone to the border to actually look at the situation of what is happening. But, I've been hearing for years about what is happening at the southern border. This was my first trip down there. And honestly, it was incredibly eye-opening to see firsthand, for all intents and purposes, we don't have a border right now, and to see how much of a well-oiled machine illegal immigration has become under the Biden administration and because of the Biden administration's failure to secure the border.
All right, Virginia Allen, DailySignal.com. Look for the article, What I'm Seeing on Texas's Border with Mexico. Virginia, thank you so much.
Thank you for your time.
And you can also find Virginia at on Twitter, Virginia_Allen and the number 5. But we've already tagged her in our Twitter post as well. So check that out.